Man, I'm out here just continuing the adventure. Overlooking the water. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I don't know exactly where I am. Like, inside Universal, but I just know I'm standing here looking at some water and some guys out there building something on the water. I don't know exactly what they're working on, but they seem to be working pretty hard. So it's a beautiful morning, man. It's a beautiful morning. It's my day off. I'm still continuing this adventure. I haven't been here that long, man. Let me look at my watch. Well, not my watch, my phone, because I don't wear a watch. I've been here for 41 minutes. Yeah. And I've had a great time so far in these 41 minutes. Yeah, man. Universal, man, it's a beautiful place, man. It's a beautiful place. They keep it well kept. It's clean. Yeah. I look for stuff like that, man, because I ain't gonna lie to you, sometimes in certain, well, in particular, right in front of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, it seems to be a little bit dirty. Yeah. And there's some other places that are a little suspect in Disney World that seem a little dirty. But overall, Disney is also very clean and well kept. You know what I wonder, though? I wonder what happens when it rains here. How Universal gets down in the rain. Because Disney World, they are not too equipped for rain. You ever been there during a heavy rainstorm? It's fun. Still, I ain't gonna lie, man, I've had some of the best times I ever had in Disney World in the rain. I mean, well, not in the rain, but when it was raining. But they are not equipped for the rain. Like, you know, the stage in front of the castle when they have like shows and everything, when it rains, I see people out there that work there with the weirdest ass equipment to try to get rid of the rain. Brooms and squeegees and shit. Like, the hell? I mean, I guess the squeegee part makes sense, but some of the other stuff they be using to get rid of the rain, I mean, to get rid of the water after it rains, is just weird. Oh shit, they got a Krusty Burger. Get out of here, man. They got a Krusty Burger from The Simpsons. That's insane. I didn't bring no Krusty Burger money, but I'll... And they got a Moe's right beside it. They got a Moe's bar. Stop it, man. This shit is amazing. I gotta come back here more often. Is this the Simpsons country or something? They got a Quickie Mart. They got the Quickie Mart, Moe's. I'm not going in or none of these, but I'm just walking down the street. Damn, man. These people just chilling outside. That's so cool. That is so cool, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I find that to be very cool. You know, in Disney World, it's one of those places where I'm like, this is family friendly. This is a great place to be. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's Disney World. But here, so far, I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? This is things like, wow, man, that's so cool. That's so cool. I haven't said that in Disney World that often. I just say it's a nice, cool place. But it's, nice family place, but cool is a different thing, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting lost walking around. Yeah. I guess I'm in the Simpsons area. This is all Simpsons stuff. And it is cool stuff, man. Yeah. I can't think of another word to describe it. That's why I keep saying it over and over again. Sorry. Yeah. I hope they got... No, back to the rain thing. I hope they have better drainage than Disney World. Because in Disney World, if you ever be there when it rains, man, it's puddles all over the place. Pools of water. Pools of water on the ground. You gotta watch out. You be slopping and stumbling in water and shit. Yeah, it's wild when it rains. This place, I don't know, man. You can never tell till it happens. And it rains a lot in Florida, so never know. What is this? Some shop. I'm about to go in here real quick. Yeah, man, I don't really shop that much, but I'm about to check it out. What's up in here? No, when I came, I didn't plan to. I was going to Disney World today, right? I was going to Disney World to hang out, and then I was listening to this podcast earlier, and they were saying how sometimes you need to switch things up. You need to do something different to enjoy life more and to explore. Nothing too wild. But he was like, sometimes when you go for a walk around your neighborhood, go the other way. See what's over there. Or when you're going home, drive down a different street. So I was thinking like, man, on my days off, I spend a lot of time at Disney World when I can. So why not go to Universal? So I decided to go to Universal instead of Disney World. Captain America stuff. Nah, man, the prices in the shops, I think it's about the same. Yeah, they charge about the same in these shops. Ain't too much. I don't see, Universal being cheaper than Disney World, but what I do see is more things. I hate to say it, man, because I feel like I'm down at Disney World so much. I'm such a fan, but I see a lot more stuff in Disney. In Universal that I actually would buy. It ain't too many things at Disney World shops that I want, that I would even want to spend my money on. But it hasn't been a shop, even though I haven't been here that long, but I've been in about three or four shops, and it hasn't been a shop that I haven't been in that I haven't seen lots and lots and lots of things that I wish I had enough money to buy, which is different from Disney World. I see lots and lots of things that I would buy if I had the money, but even if I had the money, I would have to think about it because I wouldn't want it. But here, I see things that I actually want to buy, but I just can't afford. You know what I mean? I know that sounds confusing, but some cool stuff in here, man. Really cool stuff. Men in Black shirt. And the Men in Black, that Men in Black hoodie is cold. And then they got the cricket gun. See, stuff like that, man, I'm a child. I would buy, well, I wouldn't buy it for me, but I would buy it for somebody in my family that's younger. Yeah, man, they got all the Men in Black stuff. See, that's what I'm talking about. Disney World can't have stuff like that because they don't own the rights to none of these movies. Yeah, all the Simpsons stuff, the Men in Black stuff, the Cap. I guess they do got Marvel stuff, don't they, in Disney World? Pretty sure they do. I'm so tied up in this, man. I forget all about Disney World for today. I'm so kind if I keep talking about it, though. Because no matter how you swing it, man, Universal is always gonna be Disney World, little brother, or Disney World son or something. Disney World is always gonna be the OG, so it's hard not to compare all the time, over and over again. Plus, that's what I really came here to do, is to compare Universal to Disney World, so that's why I keep talking about it like that. But they got, man, the shops are way better here. As far as merchandise is concerned, yeah. And I will say this also, I haven't been in every single shop in Disney World, so I'm just only comparing this by the shops that I have been in. Disney World might have better shops. I haven't been in all of them. But so far, Universal got them beat. I can't lie to you. Merchandise. Yes. Merchandise is cool. Men in Black Alien Attack. The hell is that? I don't know if I'm going in there or not. You ever heard of that? Yeah, man. Men in Black Alien Attack. That's a cool name for a ride. And you know another thing? I'm not a ride person. When I go to Disney World, I don't get on the rides. I just walk around the park, go to the coop, go to the shops. Ooh, they got somebody fine too. Good gracious. It looks like the women might be a little cuter in Disney World too. What is that? I mean, not Disney World, Universal. What? Universal producing them, ain't they? Go ahead, Universal. What is happening? Anyway, man, I got distracted for a second. She smiled at me. Honey, you know what I'm saying? Dang. Oh, when I go to Disney World, I don't usually get on the rides. I go shopping. I walk around scenery, resort hopping. Go get something to eat. Go to the shop some more. Might go to like a show or something. I go to the concerts every now and then. But I rarely get on the rides. And the rides I do get on are slow rides. Like, boring rides that nobody really want to get on. I get on the Tower of Terror every now and then. And I get on like, Pirates of the Caribbean. What's the one that seemed like you had a fourth grade field trip? Damn it, man. Living in the Land. Yeah, I get on that. I like getting on that. It's a cool boat ride, man. And I get on the Animal Kingdom. I get on the boat in there. Yeah, and I go to Tom Sawyer Island, Swiss Family Treehouse, stuff like that. But I don't really get on the roller coasters or nothing to spin me around. I got motion sickness. Where we going? Man, this is like, I feel like I done, where am I now? I feel like I done walked into a different world. Hot dogs, $13.99. Good Jesus. Excuse me for saying that, but daggone it, man. I don't like to use the Lord's name in vain. I don't. It's not funny. I really don't. But that is crazy. $13.99 for a hot dog? I do have to pray. That was for real. I got to pray about that. I ain't got no money for no $13.99 hot dog. That is crazy. What is this? Some brown stones? I feel like I'm in old New York. What kind of area is this? Yeah, man. I'm glad I got you so you can see. Can you see everything on FaceTime? Yeah. It's like you here with me or something, man. For real, what? I don't know what area this is. Yeah, man. Oh, I know where I'm going. Harry Potter area. That's it. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a Harry Potter movie. Maybe I've seen one. I think the first one, maybe. And I did not like it. And I've never read a Harry Potter book. I've only seen one Harry Potter movie, and that was one time. And I'm not a fan. I don't see the big hoopla about it, but that's just me. I don't really like fantasy too much. No. Only type of fantasy I like is like comic book fantasy. Marvel and DC. Batman, Spider-Man, X-Men, Avengers. But I gotta give it to him. This Harry Potter area is cool as shit. Why these streets seem so tight? It seems like we ran on top of each other. Dang. It does seem tight up in here. Yeah, I walked in, I thought it was a crowd or something. Like, I thought people were standing in line. It's so tight up in here, man. What is happening? You see how it is? Yeah. Tag on. I should have worn my mask. If I knew I was gonna be standing right on top of somebody. I don't know nothing about Harry Potter, man. Not one thing. They selling teeth? What is going on? Nah, I don't know. No, I'm too old to get into that right now. I know someone in my family that I read all the books and know all the little Harry Potter slang and all this kind of shit. I don't know it. I know one thing, they should have widened these daggone streets. I mean, this little walkways. Cause this is tight. I might not be able to stay in Harry Potter country too long, whatever you call it. Harry Potterville. I don't know what it's called. But whatever it's called, I gotta get up out of here soon. I got claustrophobia. It is very well designed, though. I give them that. Very well designed. And again, it's clean. It's clean. Yeah. A lot of these places don't look like you able to go inside. It looks like it's just decoration. Right? I'm wrong. I don't know. Play this bank, for example. Can I go in there? Maybe you can. Yeah, I see people going inside. I was wrong. I'm not going anywhere. If the stores is as tight as the outside, damn it. I think I want to go inside too many places. I mean, I had a nervous breakdown or something. Escape from Grincott's. I don't know what that is. I'm looking inside from a distance. I might check that out, though. What's up in hell? This is a ride. Damn, it's tight on the inside and the outside. And it really looks like a bank on here. Yeah, let me get the hell out of here real quick. I changed my mind. Yeah, before I get caught in some kind of line or some shit, get up out. Why? Does this place seem like it's leaning? Everything is like leaning a little bit? Or am I just imagining that? Why somebody? All this stuff seems like it's leaning. Maybe I'm dizzy from this damn sun. I need to go drink some water. Man, I'll call you back, man. I gotta go get me something to drink. And I gotta get out of this Harry Potterville also. It's making my head hurt. Harry Potterville making my head hurt. Yeah, I gotta get up out of here. Look at him. It's a wizard over here doing spells on people. What up there, wizard? Chilling, man. Chilling. The wizard gave me a pound. That's what's up, Wiz. He put a spell on me. I'll be talking to her just as wild as I can. You should hear me in Disney World talking to Mickey Mouse. What up, Mickey? Who do you? I'll be talking to her just as wild as I can, having a great time. The wizard was like, who in the hell is this little dude here talking to me like that? It don't matter. We chilling, me and the wizard. I know, some dude that work here out there with a wand. Yeah, he was cool, man. He gave me a little fist bump, you know? He know what it is. That's funny, man. But I'm gonna call you back, man. Let me get up out of here. I might go out here and chill with the wizard a little. See what he got going on. See if he got any of that Harry Potter. You know what that is? Let's not talk about that. It's supposed to be PG. It's supposed to be G rated. Yeah, we ain't talking about that. Alright, man. I'm gonna get up with you. All right.